Yes, so good to see you. I got my cup of coffee here. And I am fellowshipping with you today. Happy Thursday, this September 6th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I hope you're having yourself a blessed, wonderful week. And praise the Lord, we are almost a full week in to the month of September already. On cruise control. That's what we're doing. I'll tell you, summer is really winding down. This past weekend was the unofficial end of summer. This is the time of the year. I mean, I look forward to just the prettiness of fall, but this is the time of the year where I kind of get, I don't want to say bummed out, but that's where just like, okay, summer's coming to an end. Next thing you know, it's going to be cold and we're going to have lots of snow and ice. And I just do not like winter weather at all. So this is just a sign of what's to come. That's for sure. But I do have to say, fall brings in just a pretty change in the color and just so, so pretty. Not a big fan of cold weather, but just a pretty scenery. That is for sure. God's beautiful handiwork on display. That is true stuff right there. Well, friend, I pray things are going well with you. It's, I already mentioned it's September. Be sure to get your September edition of the Prime Life Times at several places throughout the area. Lots of great stories this month, including my nice little article that's in there each and every month. If you want more details on where you can pick up a copy of the Prime Life Times, just visit primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com. You'll see the full distribution list, several places all over, including Atwood, also places in Chatsworth, Cisna Park, Danville, Champaign, Urbana, just in Arthur just a couple of days ago. I saw it there at Beachy's in Arthur, Gibson City, Georgetown, Fisher, several different places where you can pick up your copy of Prime Life Times at PrimeLifeTimes.com. Well, here at Great News Radio, as you may or may not know, we are a listener-supported radio ministry. I mean, it's amazing to look back at what God has done. I've been with this ministry for almost 9 years now, and just looking what God has done and just the growth that has taken place over the last several years in this radio ministry has been, of course, all glory to God, but also people joining together and investing and supporting and contributing to this radio ministry. And friend, would you consider sending in a gift during the month of September? Your gift, your contribution, your investment will keep this radio ministry not just growing, not just going, but thriving as we march forward and share the truth of God's word. So consider sending in a special gift to Great News Radio. Our address here is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. There's also an option for you to give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And on the right-hand side, there's a yellow button that says donate. Go ahead and click on that and fill out that information there. Or if you just prefer to do it over the phone, we appreciate that as well. Our telephone number is 217-367-7777. We can hook you up over the phone as well, 217-367-7777. And thank you for believing in, listening to, and supporting in Great News Radio. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. So stick around. We'll talk about that and take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, talking about how to share your testimony. Coming up next after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's Great News Radio.
His blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all hallowed ground is sinking sand. All hallowed ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Trusting in You, Lord, His oath, His covenant, His blood, so
so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Happy Thursday. Joey Kroll here with you. And I'll tell you what, there are many ways you can share your faith. I know there are many organizations out there on how to share the gospel. And I think one organization shares how you can use the fingers on your hand and share the gospel. I think another organization has the three circles to share the gospel, and all of them are great, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens, countless ways how to share the gospel, but also God uses our testimony. And so today, for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. And that's a difficult thing for a lot of people. Seriously, just be honest here. That's a difficult thing, how to organize it, how to share it, and how to turn it around and so forth. And so today we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. If you have your Bible, turn, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2 today. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, if you're driving, don't worry about it. I'll just read it here for you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." Watch this. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which with he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Love those passages. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. Though as believers in Christ today, we are alive in Christ. Hallelujah. But we must never forget where we came from. We were dead in our sins, the Bible says. You know, many of us know folks who were in a coma in the hospital. Or we hear stories of people who were basically a vegetable. They're alive, but in a sense, they're not. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. Yeah, we may have had a pulse. We may have had a heartbeat, but we were dead. Not just dead, we were dead in our sins. And in the book of John, Jesus says, "If you do not believe that I am he, you will surely die in your sins." The Bible says we were dead in our sins. And we also follow the course of this world. I'll tell you what, this world, you see the headlines, you look at the news stories, you look at social media, it's amazing. It just makes you scratch your head and say, Jesus, Lord, you can come at any time now, really. You know, and it's easy for me to look at some news stories, see something goofy. There was a person I was just I saw just a few weeks ago who married themselves. I mean, what? That's so weird. That's not even biblical. What is that? Doesn't even make sense. It's so weird. You know, it's so easy to look at the headlines and say, what is wrong with you? But friend, you and I, before coming to Christ, we were just like them. We were following, just like them, the course of this world. Following the prince of the power of the air, the Bible says. Following Satan, we were sons and daughters of disobedience. We all once lived in the passions of our flesh, the desires of the body. The Bible called us children of wrath by nature. We were dead in our sins. But the Bible says, but God, being rich in mercy, hallelujah, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive. It's like God coming over with those spiritual paddles and shocking us and bringing life back to us through his son, Jesus. And today we're talking about how to share your testimony. Your testimony, dear friend, should consist of three things. One, what your life looked like before coming to Christ. What your life looked like before coming to Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 painted a picture of what our life looked like before coming to Christ, right? What does your life look like? What did it look like before coming to Jesus? Many of us, we have a testimony. You with me? And some of us, we may have grew up in the church. I grew up in a certain denomination, and it was just more works-based and just kind of going through the motions. And I had the foundation of God and a little bit of Jesus and all of that stuff, but the relationship wasn't there. I knew about God, but I didn't know Him. What did your life look like before coming to Christ? Another element, an important element of your testimony is not only what your life looked like before coming to Christ, but talk about how you came to Christ. Many of us, we maybe were sitting in a Sunday morning, pastor preach a message, and you felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You walked down that aisle, you raised your hand, and you dedicated your life. You confessed your sins to Him. You did business with God, so to speak. So your testimony, it should consist of what life looked like, what it looked like before coming to Christ, but also how you came to Christ. And finally, the third point, an important point of your testimony, is your life since coming to Christ. For me, I remember, it took me a few years since coming to Christ to really get serious about my walk with Him. I've had elements of up and down early on in my walk with Him, the roller coaster, doing great, and then having a few months of just kind of doing my own thing, so on and so forth. And I think it was probably 2009, 2010 where I really got serious about my walk with Him. So as you share your testimony, as you write it, as you build it, as you put it together, as you try to share it with folks, make sure it consists of three things. One, what your life looked like before coming to Christ. Number two, that moment, how you came to Christ. But also, your life since coming to Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, probably two of the greatest words in the Bible right there. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus."
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. Wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Behold the man upon a cross.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed scoffers, it was my sin that held Him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life, I know that it is finished.
trust in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain? Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Paid my ransom.
Music from Stuart Townsend today, and How Deep the Father's Love. Well, happy Thursday to you. It's Joey. You can always drop me a note, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones today. Until next time, just remember, friend, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.